from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting Syrian ceasefire enduring nicely on its third day. The ceasefire in Syria is indeed hanging in there, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today, that despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities is largely holding. He also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting can continue. The ceasefire began Saturday, and there have been multiple claims of violations by both sides. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his allies have won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in election for the country's important assembly of experts. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payin tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, probably about 15, 16 years ago, so he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Mr. Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian elections. Authorities in Somalia said today at least 30 people were killed in Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab militants in the town of Beidawa. The attacks came 48 hours after two massive explosions killed 25 people and wounded nearly 60 others in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claim responsibility for those bombings as well. They carry out frequent attacks in Somalia, often targeting government officials and African Union troops. This is VOA News. Islamic